Introduction by the Bird. All right. Welcome, everyone, to Kayak Fishing Radio, the Tuesday night edition, the Double L Show. This show is so damn fun, we got to have two hosts and a bird, apparently. What's going on downstairs, Chris? Just fire up the bird?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, Tom Mattel is wondering where the nachos are. We had some killer nachos last night to go along with that killer Virginia Tech football game. And apparently that's what he's commenting on. The dog will chime in later. That's right. That's why it's the Double L by the Bay Farm, I guess. We got a house. Well, welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining us tonight. Chat room still filling in, so you guys grab a seat. We got a lot of guests tonight. You can use your Facebook or Twitter account to log in, and then you can jump in this crazy, out-of-hand, at-times chat room we have going on if you'd like, or not. You can just sit back and relax. Hopefully everybody that the guest that isn't logged in are not having problems. I haven't heard of any problems in a while. It seems like things have been going smoother for everybody to line up and get in, so hopefully everything's all right there. Anyway, like I said, welcome everyone. We got a bunch of info tonight to share. Wayne Bradley from TKA, tournament director, will be calling in, talk about that upcoming event. Of course, we're going to cover some other topics tonight regarding the Boondoggle. We put up the events page today on Facebook, so hopefully you guys are all making plans to attend.
Oops.
Coming to Virginia Beach.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
There you go, the boondoggle. Well, we'll get to that later and all the information on that. So, like I said, everybody, sit back, relax. If you got anything you want to share, call in or put up in the chat room. You're always welcome. Call-in number is 714-816-4727. Like I said, you can call, share an event you may have coming up. Let us know how your past three-day weekend went fishing. We know a lot of stories from this end of town. Seems like everybody in our neck of the woods and in our little friend circle list got out. Saw a lot of you on the water, and we'll talk about some of that a little bit, too. But hopefully everybody listening tonight and listening on the podcast was able to make it out sometime over the three-day weekend. Weather here was probably the best we've had in a while, I think. It wasn't windy. We didn't have any storms. 3 days of nice calm.
It depends on whose bird's nest you looked at. If you looked at some of these bird's nests that we saw over the weekend, you would think it was pumping. Not that I or anything, but we saw the pictures of the bird nest, and the water was crystal. I mean, crystal clear. I'd like to know how they did that.
Yeah, you can't call them wind knots when it's not windy, can you? Anyway, that's an inside joke for the local gang, but yeah, somebody on the water this weekend apparently had some trouble with some wind knots. Well, never mind. Tom Mattel put up his name. So anyway, it was just funny because the picture... Picture of the wind knots came up, and the water in the background was slick calm, flat as a tabletop.
For the record, Kevin, I would have never said your name. That's 100% on Tom. I would have never said your name.
Chat room's in rare form already tonight. I always apologize to those of you who have downloaded the podcast or are listening on the phone and not been in with the chat room because... You missed half of it, so. But anyway, we'll move along here and see what comes out of that as it goes on, through the night. The iPhone app. I don't know if you guys have. Hopefully, everybody here is friends with Kayak Fishing Radio on Facebook. If you're a Facebooker, but Chip Gibson, we call him the Godfather, Tree Hugger, Thursday night host, is putting up a little thing. He's getting. I guess he's working on an iPhone app for Kayak Fishing Radio. So I thought that was pretty cool. Y'all go over there to Kayak Fishing Radio on Facebook and got a little thing there that he put up and kind of asking everybody's opinion. If you like it, will you use it? I think it'll be great. It'll be a lot easier to go right to that and then you can get the shows right off of there. But, if you have an iPhone, and I guess they can also do that with the BlackBerry and Android apps. He's trying to figure out how many people out there would like those other apps too, I believe. So go check it out, see what you think. I'm pretty excited because I just got it. Chris and I both just got iPhones. We're finally caught up with the phone technology, and I'm enjoying that. So now there's no chat room on the iPhone, Gator Dave. That might not be a bad thing sometimes.
I was
going
to say, that might not be a bad thing if you can only listen or call in.
Yeah. But no, the chat room is one of the reasons the show goes so well. And as always, we enjoy all of our
listeners.
Honey,
I'm going to mute real quick to see if Jay actually would like to talk today or not. I'll be right back.
I'll be right here. But yeah, no, as always, chat room, you guys listening, you guys are what makes the show. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you, so. Rage on, rage on. Anyway, so let's get to some upcoming events because I think our caller, Wayne Bradley, is in the house already, but we're going to cover another event and then we'll get to the TK. So this weekend, we've been talking about this one for a few weeks now, is the Chesapeake Bay Kayak Anglers Club. I think this is their third year for their tournament. You can get any info on that at ChesapeakeBayKayakAnglers.com. That's Northern Chesapeake Bay, though, up in the Annapolis area, so just make sure everybody's clear on what part of the bay that event's going to be held in. And then coming down after the Boondoggle is the October 13th Oak Island Classic. That is the third year for that event. That's ran by the North Carolina Kayak Fishing Association. Mark Patterson and the gang over there do a great job with that event. So you guys interested in a little road trip, the people in our listening, well, in our area here or anyone in the North Carolina area, great show down there for those guys. They do a heck of a job with that tournament. It's in the same area that the hook, line, and paddle event's in, down in the Fort Fisher kind of area. So hook, the Oak Island Classic. And then right after that is October 27th. I don't know how many people are in the South Carolina, but Ken Bergman's been putting this up, and it looks like a great event. It's the fourth annual Redfishville Shootout. Like I said, it's in South Carolina. It's a HAL event, so all the proceeds, everything they get from that's going to benefit Heroes on the Water. I hope Ken Bergman didn't tune in as I was putting in his event and he got sheeped over. It had nothing to do with you, Ken. That's for somebody in the chat room. But anyway, so go check out the fourth annual Redfishville Shootout in South Carolina. Looks like a good event there. I don't think there's a website up for it yet. I know there is a event posted on Facebook for that. If anybody here knows Ken Bergman or Tommy Samuels, any of those guys down in the South Carolina area, they all have the information that you can get for that. So, and then we're going to backtrack to, well, is Wayne on hold?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, Wayne. All right. Well, we'll go ahead and we'll put it on here, and we'll do the TK thing, and then we'll get to the B word. So, anybody who's not familiar, our caller right now is Wayne Bradley with the Tidewater Kayak Anglers Association, the permanent treasurer and permanent seems like charity director for the tournament. But Wayne's been one of the keystones and corner people of the TKA. He's been around. Well, as long as I have, since the beginning of the club, and Wayne's always been, seems like he's been there forever doing the, tournament and also the treasurer. But anyway, so how's it going tonight, Wayne? You doing all right?
Doing pretty good. The treasurer has been since its inception, and the director of the tournament's been, this is, I think, my fourth year doing it. And, it's great. It's a great event. It's grown, far more than any of us could have ever imagined. Years ago, really it started out with Corey Ruth and his tournament, which was basically a fly fishing tournament. And I remember the first year we had it, we were on the deck at a Long Point tackle with about 35 people. And that was the start of, the actual tournament. It's kind of evolved into this massive thing, that's the third largest kayak fishing tournament in the nation now, which is just kind of unbelievable. It just boggles my mind that it's gotten so large. And it's still hopefully so much fun, and that's one of the things I want to, emphasize to people that are out there listening that may not have fished this before or new to the kayaking world or the tournament fishing world. you know, it's a tournament, but it's supposed to be fun. And if it ever stops being fun, I won't be the director and I won't participate because I just, you know, that's what it's all about. It's a charity tournament. It's to support Heroes on the Water, which is a great tournament. About, I don't know, about 4 years ago, we started, you know, aligning ourselves more with, you know, the taking care of veterans with Project Healing Waters. And the first year is normal. The weather was crappy and people were bitching and moaning when they came back in off the water. And then these 10 guys that had been, and probably girls that had fished with us, you know, the veterans came in and they were like smiling from ear to ear and talking about what a great time they had. And it kind of humbled everybody. I remember a lot of tears in that room that day when they walked in because they were like, wow, you know, some of these folks have been through hell, literally, and, you know, are still smiling and having a good time. And I think it hit a lot of people that day. It certainly hit me. My dad was, you know, Army career, so I'm, you know, kind of partial to vets anyway. And we've been supporting HOW ever since. And it's now grown to be, you know, a huge event. It's coming up on September 29th. And we've probably got close to, including the vets, probably 190 folks so far. Like to get more. We'll see how that works out.
Yeah, very cool. I was one of my questions, and you already beat me to it. So how many you've already got signed up? So that's awesome. We got some great, as always. I know we have some great prizes to give away and great kayaks. I'm laughing because Williams just put up a whole montage of everything that's going out there right now. So, but we've been talking about it for the weeks now, and as always, it seems like the past several years, Hobie has always been our Grand Slam kayak. And that's going to be a Pro Angler 12 this year, I just saw.
That is pretty
exciting.
Yeah, I'm starting to put up all the – it's been a little slow. I had some personal issues this summer that kind of prevented me from keeping up as much as I'd like, but I'm starting to post up all the prizes and raffle items. And that's the other thing about this. If you don't, you know, if you don't catch a winning fish, and trust me, anybody can catch a winning fish. It's not – you know, the quote pro anglers, the people that are out there every day, do not always win every division, although there's a couple folks that have won some divisions a couple times, which is great. But you know, we've had people that have just blind luck, you know, caught a big winning fish and won a kayak or some other great prize. And then there are people that, you know, barely fish at all who won prizes. And then if you don't win a prize, you know, we probably have $30,000 of raffle items every year. So people walk out of there a lot of times with, you know, way more than their $60 entry fee. And like I said, it's a good time. We're going to hopefully have some live music this year. We've got some great, you know, our great sponsors that have, you know, come through for us in previous years have changed up a little bit, but that's okay. Hobie is still our primary sponsor. Appomattox is giving out a $500 gift certificate. So, you know, a lot of times we give out kayaks for first place prize. We've come to realize more and more that, you know, first of all, everybody that finishes the kayak tournament has a kayak already, and it may not be, you know, the prize may not be the one that you want or that's good for you or whatever, so it ends up being sold the next day. So a lot of folks have said, hey, let's give out a gift certificate. $500 is nothing to sneeze at, and you can either, you know, use it to buy a new boat if you want to upgrade or buy a, you know, kick-ass paddle or a PFD or some other gear that you might need. And we've got all of those, you know, all that kind of stuff. We've got some new sponsors this year. Some new major sponsors, Hurricane Boats has come back on board or come on board with us, and I believe they're going to be sponsoring the female angler division, and Native has come back. Really happy to see Native back in the fold. They had left us for a year or so, but they're back again, and I believe that boat's going to be probably in the 52-card raffle, so for $10 you might win a brand-new Native. And Mark, I don't remember what kind it was. Is that a Heritage 12?
A Redfish.
Fish 12, excuse me. Okay.
They're all Natives now. There's no more Heritage on the fishing line.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Natives fishing and Liquid Logic's playing.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Somebody asked a few seconds ago on the blog about what's the toughest part about the tournament, you know, getting ready for the tournament. And it's really, you know, contacting all the sponsors, getting them to donate. You know, it's a pretty easy ask. I mean, you're helping Wounded Warriors, for God's sake. So, if they're able to, if their budget's available, or if they haven't shot the promotion budget for the year, it's pretty easy. I was able to go to both ICAST and Outdoor Retail this year, and I'm hoping to pick up, you know, several new sponsors, and I'll be posting those as the prizes come in. But some pretty exciting stuff out there that a lot of it geared for kayak anglers. There's one guy that's making an interesting hook, which I'll be posting hopefully tonight. a new cooler out there that is going to have a built-in live well system. That's basically like a Yeti. It's comparable to the Yeti in quality, from what I could see, and several other things that are just, you know, interesting and different that hopefully they'll end up supporting us, if not this year, next year. But lots of neat stuff coming out there.
Very cool. And we also have a freshwater division. We don't want to forget our freshwater friends, but it's also a freshwater division. And what is that going to be, another wilderness system deal this year?
Wilderness system, probably one of the new 115s and 135s. Chad at kayakbassfishing.com is putting up, I believe, for the Slam winner. I've got to get back and check this, but he's having an invitational tournament next year. And it's going to be, I think he's said already right now, the minimum first place prize is $5,000. And it's going to be by invitation only. And I believe the Slam winner will get an automatic entry into that tournament. So a lot to go for.
And we also have a female division and a youth division.
Female and youth, yep.
So you can bring the whole family and fish. It's not just about, it's not a guy's event. It's not a man's event or whatever, you bunch of stinky fishermen. It's for the whole family. So you can bring the kids
like
and enter now. I just want everybody to know, because you're right, and I've always said that in the past, that word tournament, it seems to me, sometimes scares people off, and it's got nothing to do with the tournament. You're having fun there and getting to meet a lot of people that you chat with on forums and all those different things, and you get to see them at a place and get on the water and just, you know. The tournament should, almost is the last part of it. If you come in there and that's all you're thinking about and that's all you want to do, that's great if you're in that mode, but at the same time, just to come, great chances of winning raffles, great time to meet people, good food. So, I mean, you know, and plus you're doing a great thing with two great causes, Heroes on the Water, Project Healing Water. So it's like it's a win-win for everybody that attends.
Yeah, last year we raised $10,000 for Heroes on the Water, which is one of their biggest donations to date. So we are one of their biggest supporters, and I'm hoping that everybody will be just as generous this year as they were last year. And, you know, that's what we're about. We're trying to raise money for Heroes on the Water and their programs that, you know, we have a local chapter here. We've got one in Central Virginia. There's one in North Carolina. I believe this one's starting up in Northern Virginia. And, you know, the money that we're raising on this thing supports those chapters so they can operate year-round with kayaks and rods and reels and, you know, every day, any other operating expenses they have, so they can take Wounded Warriors out year-round, not just, you know, one time a year.
Right. So anybody who's listening and wasn't aware, how will they find out more information?
You can go to tkaa.org/tournament, or if you go to tkaa.org and click on the tournament banner, there is a registration link that will take you to our electronic registration. Again, you can choose to be in the SLAM division, which is SLAM, and then the four species, which will be speckled trout, flounder, redfish, now that they're showing up finally, and what did I miss? Striper. And then also we have the female division and the youth division and the largemouth bass division. The fishing area is anywhere 50 miles of our central location, which is at the Lake Wright Conference Center right off of 64, right down the street from Ocean Z. So it's a great place if you're from out of town. They have two hotels on site, plenty of parking, you know, a very secluded kind of area that you don't have to worry. You know, I've gone to lots of tournaments here in these kind of sketchy neighborhoods with all of your gear out there after you fished, and you're like, ugh. But it's kind of cool to go out in the parking lot at this tournament and see, you know, 200 plastic boats on top of cars and in trailers. It's a very cool sight. I'm hoping we get a good
picture. Larry, we could put Mattel toys out of business sometimes with all the plastic that shows up.
It's a lot of fun, and you know, each of the you know, Luther has stepped up with Yak Attack, and he's given away a kayak rigging package for, I think, either second or third place in every division. Yak Gear is donating a $10 gift certificate to every entry. I just talked with him today. 240 $10 gift certificates plus gear. So it's got some new, you know, some new stuff. Like I said, I'll be posting the new sponsors online over the next week or so. I'm embarrassed to say I don't remember what our cutoff date is for the early registration. Right now, the entry fee is $60. I think it goes to $75.
You'll see that when they go on the website. And it's not too late. It's not too late. If anybody listening or anybody knows anybody that would like to help support, send in, you know, we can definitely make sure that your stuff gets in there. You got three weeks, so
yep.
You got time if anybody would love to help out.
You can register on site if you want to. We prefer if you give us a heads up so we know how much to plan meals and things like that, because that's always tough to do, and it's a big part of our expense. So we really appreciate the folks who have taken the time to register early so we can get a good handle on that. And then we have to just pray for good weather, knowing that it won't be, but that's okay too.
Very cool. Well, Wayne, thank you for calling in. You stick it out if you want. Hang out. We'll get some other stuff to talk about. Chime in anytime. I don't know if you're busy enough, but if you want to take off. If there's anything you missed or forgot about, too, just cut me off and we'll get to it. But I appreciate it, and I thank you. I know everybody that comes out always thanks you every year, but you do a heck of a job, and I know sometimes it feels like you probably do it all on your own. So I just want to take this time to thank you.
We have a lot of people that are helping us out, and can't forget the folks that are helping out. And so it's all good, and hope to see everybody there in about three weeks. It's hard to imagine it's coming up.
Yeah.
It's almost 3 weeks away, so hopefully everybody that's going to fish it will be registered real soon.
Yeah, I hope so, because it's close. That's what I was just today. I was like, we got the TKA, and then we got the boondoggle. It's like right after that, and then it just seems like nonstop going on now. So I feel you there. Well, thanks again. Like I said, you're going to hang out with us, or you're going to take off?
Yeah, I'll stay off for a little while.
Hey, Wayne,
right, cool.
It was just Andy just put a good question. He is asking, what about extra tickets for the award for the food only? I'm assuming he's planning on bringing his wife. How do they do that?
When you register, there's an option to buy an extra meal ticket. They're $20, and you can do it at that time. Or if you just let me know, we can collect it at the door. If you've already registered and didn't do that, just let me know. We'll collect it at the door.
Yeah, he wrote he already registered.
Okay, that's fine. $20, and if you'll just shoot me an email, just let me know.
Very cool. I'm reading the chat room. They said, always bringing his girlfriend, so that's on you,
that's
Andy.
Cool. He needs two meal tickets, and then he needs a hospital visit, because someone's going to be
there. Yeah, and a good lawyer. Have any lawyers at the show tonight?
That's covered under the disclaimer. We're not liable for any of those kind of injuries caused.
Yeah, and this year I want to make another point that, last year we had three people that turtled, and I gave out turtle awards. I think some people are turtling because they want to get awards. I'm not doing that again this year. Don't turtle.
Don't turn your blue bow white. Don't turn your blue bow white.
Oh, I'm not picking on anybody.
I had to.
Just saying. We want people to be safe out there, so, and hopefully people will. We've never had an issue, and I hope that people will. And I always stress it at the captain's meeting is, no fish is worth your life, and no fish is worth a kayak. So hopefully everybody will be safe this year. We'll have some, hopefully get decent weather. It's time to start doing the weather prayers, and hopefully we'll be all right.
That's right, yeah. Seems so good so far. So.
And I'll call in next week and let you know how we're doing on prizes and talk about some more
sponsors.
Yeah,
always check in with us, yep.
It really is because of the sponsors that we can do this. I mean, they're very, very generous. We have all sorts of support from all sorts of, small companies to major corporations. And, that's what makes the tournament so much fun. And it is a fun tournament. It's not, I try and emphasize that it's all about fun. And if you win something, great. If you don't, hopefully you'll win a raffle, so...
Very cool. Tom Vanderheiden just added something here to the chat room, so for those podcasting or listening and not in the chat room, if anybody would like to come to the event and you're not really, again, you don't care so much or you're not worried about fishing in, quote-unquote, the tournament part, Tom and the Tidewater Howe chapter are looking for volunteers to help with the vets. Chris and I will be out there. So Tom's got up here to, if anybody would like to help with the vets on that day, they'll be fishing in Rudy. So email Tom at tom.v@heroesonthewater.org. So tom.v@heroesonthewater.org. Let them know if you'd like to help out. So
yeah, but
a great time.
Don't think because you're fishing a Rudy that you can't possibly win. I remember a couple of years ago that, what's his name, pulled out a 23, 24-inch flounder out of there. I personally pulled a 36-inch striper out of on the point right across from the docks. On a 4-inch bass assassin a year or two ago, fishing for trout, and on a trout reel, pulled in what ended up being a 36-inch striper. So you never know what's back there. So,
okay. Yep. You know? It's fishing anyway. It's fishing. So
that means it's an awesome prospect for a mara to catch a good fish.
Yeah, exactly.
Our little termite's going to fish it for the first time this year, so I'm pretty excited about
that. This is a good one to start on, and, you know, excellent prizes. I believe, I haven't confirmed yet, but I think Dick's is supposed to be providing a kayak for that division. If they don't, that might end up being the native. But we'll see. We're still in the process of figuring out where it all goes.
Very cool. Well, like I said, yeah, you're welcome to always call in and let us know how it's going. I know it's only 3 weeks away, but every week now something's going to be going on, so you can keep us updated on the event. Make sure everybody, if you're listening, you didn't catch it, that was Wayne with TKA. Mark your calendars, September 28th and 29th, the TKA charity tournament. Started 8 years ago with what we have, like 42 people, I think, this happy weather day. And then,
I don't think it was even that many. It's about 35.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, and now we've moved up to over 250 or whatever we were last year.
We're looking for more this year, so we'll see how we end up. Just depends on what happens the next 3 weeks. We've already got close to 180. I haven't looked at the actual figures yet, but with the vets and everything, we've got about 180 so far, 175, somewhere in that area.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, thanks again, Wayne, for calling in. Stick it out with us if you want and chime in at any time.
All right.
Very cool. All right. We got anybody else on hold? Is Jay just listening, right, Chris?
Yes.
Yes. Actually, we don't offend Jay this time. He wanted to say anything. Very cool. All right. Well, we mentioned it a second ago, the boondoggle. So if you haven't heard what a boondoggle is by now, I'm sorry.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
There you go. The boondoggle. We've been talking about it and talking about it. I don't know why we have a sheep with a boondoggle, but anyway.
Did you get a recording of the donkeys at Smithfield? That's what you need to be playing.
No, it's the sheep joke. You missed the whole sheep story, I guess. We'll have to fill you in on that some other time. You know, it's got to be sheep. That's definitely
sheep. Okay.
That was definitely the preferred mammal of our individual. We're joking, so yeah. No, it was definitely a sheep. So, but anyway, back to the boondoggle. The boondoggle, like I said, if you don't know about it, you're about to, because it's getting close to the week after the TKA event. But the boondoggle is nothing more than...
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Okay, so there you go. Check out Yak Angler. But no, seriously, we need you guys to start registering over at Yak Angler. Just put your name in that you're going to attend, because they need a head count for food. You don't get your name in, you're not going to get to eat. No tiki, no laundry. We definitely need you guys to go over there and just say that you're attending the event. I know there's several websites and several places that you can get information, but Yak Angler is the designated I am attending place. I just put up the boondoggle event on Facebook today because I realized that there wasn't one there, so make sure that, you know, you go over there and click that too, and that's fine. But we need you to go over to yakangler.com/boondoggle.
And just to clarify this, you actually have to register with Yak Angler in order to register for the boondoggle. However, registering at Yak Angler is free. Please do so.
They won't sell your email to Canadian pharmaceutical companies or anything like that. But, yeah, you definitely need to register. And put on there who all's attending, because we need to know for the women, you know, if you're bringing your spouse, children. I believe, what was the deal on the child's plate, Chris?
$5.
Yeah, so the kids are going to be $5. The adults are going to be, we're still working on between $15 and $20, probably $18. But that's for a good old barbecue dinner with all the fixings. And immediately after dinner, we'll have our little raffles and whatnot. And then they're going to have a live band there for us. But they're closing down the whole place for us to have dinner and our raffles. And then at 9 o'clock, we're done with our part, but we're welcome to stay there and hang out and party and drink and listen to the live music and socialize. So, like I said, we just definitely need you guys to go over there and check in that you're going to be coming so we can get this head count down for the food. back to what the event's about, just in case you don't know, that's it. It's fishing. There's nothing more to it. There's no entry fee. There's no tournament. There's no strings attached, nothing to go with it. You can come for the whole weekend, come for one day, come for half a day, whatever you want to do. It's just, it's on that weekend. October 5th through the 8th, we got Kayak Kevin and Rob Choi have volunteered to take some people out with them to go to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel. Sorry, I was reading the chat room there. To go to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, weather permitting, and also, no offense to anybody, your kayak skills permitting. If you just went out and bought a kayak the week before the event, you're probably not going to get to go to the Bay Bridge Tunnel. But anyway, you're going to have to get up with Kayak Kevin or Rob Choi. Just kind of talk to them. They're going to kind of make sure you're ready to go. They'll take you out to the Bay Bridge Tunnel, whatever day looks good for fishing out there. We got, of course, Lynn Haven Inlet, which Lynn Haven is just turning on. Every day it seems like it's getting better, and I just watched the weather, and we got a week next week of 70s coming. So that's, like, awesome news for us here. They're already starting to put their feed bag on and get a little cool in the weather. It's definitely going to really be good. But we got Lynn Haven. We have a day planned. I don't know if Tom Vanderheiden has picked the day yet on that weekend for a Heroes on the Water event. We're going to all get together at Rudy, I'm sure, but one of those days and go fish with the guys from Tidewater chapter of Howe. What else am I missing, Chris? I know I'm missing something. The Snoopy tournament. The Snoopy pole tournament. I don't hear you. Are you there?
There was another tournament. Hey. I don't think I heard you mention earlier at the top of the show, and that's up in Farmville sometime the third week in October, I believe. There's a kayak division up on Sandy River Reservoir. I'm not sure what type of tournament it is, but it's posted on the TKA other tournament forum.
Oh, cool. Where did Chris go? Did you mute yourself?
Yeah, why? What's up?
Oh, well, I was asking you questions, but
was
the Snoopy tournament. Yeah, the Snoopy Rod tournament. I was asking you what I was missing, but you weren't.
Okay, the Snoopy Rod. Did you already say everything? I didn't hear nothing.
Oh, see? Well, I'm trying to cover it all.
Okay,
well, I love my system.
It's a $5 entry. It's like a 50-50. Half goes to the winner, and the other half goes to Howe. And again, everything that goes to Howe is going to be earmarked for the Tidewater chapter. So it's a Snoopy Kitty Rod largest fish. But it is the only thing that's a $5 entry if you want to fish that.
Right, so. Bring your whatever little pot. What did Chip say? I always forget that thing. He calls it the Ronco Pocket Fisherman or ice poles or little ice rods. But anyway, so that'll be that. I don't know. I'm sure I'm missing something else we're going to have going on. We've already got some great.
And for clarification purposes, it has to be the original line that was spooled on it.
Damn.
You mean they don't spool them with 50-pound Power Pro?
No, remember I asked that question where I said, can I have it, you know, spooled out with Power Pro? But that's a definite no. The rod has to be fished in the original condition it was bought in.
Okay. When I go to work Sunday at Ocean's East, tell Tom to stock up on Barbie and Snoopy and Spider-Man rods, I guess. Make sure we got enough at Ocean's East. So. Well, very cool. Yeah, so I don't know if I'm forgetting anything else, but we got a full weekend. We got a lot going on. I know our boy Woody Calloway from Native's coming up with the big Native trailer, and he's camping out in our driveway for the weekend. Gator Dave, we got people coming from Florida, Texas, Bahamas. We got one person coming from the Bahamas to fish here in Virginia Beach. So, well, I hope we got some good weather for him that day. Coming all the way to the Bahamas, he's going to need. He won't know what else is going on. Yeah, Gator Dave's talking about Woody will have shirts. We're going to do some shirts here. Gator Dave, if you're not familiar, Gator Dave has awesome shirts, and he's going to bring his. I guess he's bringing his shirt making equipment with him, so it's going to be a good time. Turkey time. That's right, Tom. You can bring some turkey. Well, I don't think you can bring turkey to Salty Seas. They probably won't let you bring your own bottle in. But what you do in the parking lot's your own thing.
However, we also going to have an awesome cake. We're going to have
that's
a beautiful
right.
Boondoggle cake.
So, cool. Yeah, what else could you ask for? Cake? Fishing, food, and turkey.
Good company.
Wild turkey. Good company. Yeah,
lots
so.
Of good company, and this is a family-friendly event.
Yeah, bring your kids, bring your wife. Well, they're all family events. You just got to make sure that you bring your family, not somebody else's. But, yeah, so mark your calendars. It'd be awesome. Got a lot of. I've always been joking about this. You got vacation time left in the books. Just take off to September 27th and stay the whole week, fish TKA, hang around for the boondoggle. If you haven't got enough fishing in by then, I don't know what's wrong with you. Plus, striper season will be open by the time the boondoggle comes. So for all of our friends that don't get the striper action, hopefully we'll have some of that going on too at that time. So should be a great event. So if you got any questions, anything we can help you with on the boondoggle, you can contact Chris or I, Facebook.
No, don't contact me.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Mark is the best person to contact. He will give you fishing spots, where to eat and sleep. Oh, and where all the ABC stores are.
Wow. Okay. I got you. Yeah, well, you can definitely contact me. If you got any questions, any help, if you haven't gotten your accommodations, all the cabins are gone now, I believe, at First Landing. I'm sure there's still some camping spots left on the other side of the road. But actually, if you're a camper, that's the best place to go because then you can just drag the kayak over the dunes and you'll be right in the bay. So if you're coming here to camp, that's the way to go. I'll be camping at the house, though. Woody asked me today. I thought everybody was camping. I live here. Why would I camp here? I'm not going to. No reason to do that. But anyway, so, yeah, any questions, please get in touch with us. Make sure you go register at yakangler.com.
And talking about get in touch with us, we're still looking for donations for our raffles. I'm specifically looking for items for a woman's and a children's raffle bag. Of course, any donation is welcome. We're looking to put at minimum, I believe, what did Chip say, 10 bags together. It's sort of going to be like a blind raffle. We're going to probably put the value of the bag in front of the bag, but you can't see what's in it.
Oh, that could be fun.
Yeah, that could be a lot of fun. But anyways, I'm still looking for donations. And
there
I can
go.
Tell you, and Wayne will probably tell you, those are the hardest things to come by, particularly this year for some reason or another.
Yep. Joe Campo would like to be raffled off to a hot chick. I don't think you'll fit in the bag, Joe, and I don't know how to put the monetary value on you, but good try, buddy.
Bag of feminine products? No, that's not what I had in mind.
Here we go. We're taking that turn. We're taking that turn.
Wow. Unbelievable. I am going to block Tom Matau, Joe. Who else was making fun of me?
Thank you, Luther. Luther just said make sure you shoot him an email, Chris. That's you, Chris, not me. So you're in
charge. Yes, sir. Luther, I'll send you. I'll shoot you an email. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I'm disappointed, and these are my friends.
Yeah,
you'll
here
see
we go again.
You all watch where we get to, where we catch our fish again. Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Here we go. My poor podcast and live listener friends don't see the chat room, but anyway.
Wow.
Sorry. Sorry, guys. So real quickly, what else have we got here? Oh, you know what I didn't do? Silly rabbit.
You need to mention Jay's humongous croaker.
All right, I'll mention that as soon as you can mention that, because I want to make sure I get in our North Carolina fishing report. Because I know Mr. Philip Rucker makes sure.
Humongous 15-inch croaker that Jay Brooks caught. Absolutely incredible. Boy, that was croaker bigger than some of the redfish that we've caught so far this year. Unbelievable. And I know Tommy B is really loving it. I know he dedicated that picture to you, Tommy B. Out of curiosity, does anybody know if that would be a citation croaker?
I don't think so.
3 pounds. 3 pounds is weight.
Yeah, it's weight, I think. Close. It's length.
I don't think they get it.
So
I don't think they do a release
what,
on croaker.
You would have to kill it?
Yeah, it's 3 pounds. It's a croaker.
I've eaten it. But I'm a catch a filet guy, you know that.
Hey.
Years ago, I was fishing the jetties. This is a couple of years ago, so don't nobody flock there. I was fishing the jetties, and I'll have to admit my boat. And I hooked into a fish, and I brought it in. I just thought it was a puppy drum with no spots. And it wasn't until a couple of weeks later it dawned on me it was a giant. I mean, it could have been 20 inches. It was huge, massive, and it was a giant croaker. That's what it was. I couldn't believe that I didn't register it, but oh well.
What's
okay, don't they make little croakers with little scales? Why does nobody use those if we know that there is a potential of a citation croaker out there?
Well, because I thought it was a redfish, so I didn't think anything of it. So it was a 20-inch red. Okay, it's 20-inch red, but croaker?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
What's the Virginia record for croaker? What's the million-dollar question? What's the Virginia record for croaker?
I think Kevin would know.
I know the guy who caught it.
6 or 7 pounds.
Nope.
No?
Nobody in the chat room is going to chime in?
9 pounds, 7 ounces.
He's a little heavy there. It was 8 pounds. It was like 8.5 pounds. Yeah. Yeah. I was at working at the tackle shop and that thing, everybody, I was like, holy cow, I swore it was a red drum. I mean, 8 pound croaker. Yep.
Over 30 inches.
Yeah, they sent it to VMRC and everything to make sure. 8 pounds, 11 ounces.
How long?
It was over 28 inches.
Wow.
They Googled it up.
Yeah,
in the paper.
Oh, see, there's Kevin. It's 20 inches release for croaker. For
there you go, Kevin.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Let me get to my North Carolina fishing report. Hey, Wayne, if that's for me, I'm in the shower.
I thought I turned it off.
There we go.
Sorry about
that. All right. Every week, Philip Ruckert and the gang over at Get Outdoors in Greensboro, North Carolina, make sure we get a fishing report for the NC area. So I want to make sure I almost forgot to give my North Carolina report. So here we go. Thank you again, Philip, and everybody over at Get Outdoors. What do we got this week? New Bern to the Neuse River. Striper is still the best thing happening in and around the bridge and old dock pilings. Many continue to be caught on top water in the early morning and evening. The lower Neuse through the Pamlico Sound, red drum bite is still very strong. Many charters are reporting double-digit landings. Cut mullet is the best so far, he's saying, but it's becoming harder to find bait shops. Coming harder to find at bait shops, sorry. Even seafood supply shops in Raleigh. What kind of seafood supply is getting a mullet? Creeks off the Neuse are holding good numbers of specks. Artificial live shrimp have been a little more productive than topwater or jerk baits. Intercoastal areas, puppy drum has been slower in the weeks, but the flounder has not only picked up in numbers, button size as well. Live menhaden and bucktail jigs tipped with gulp are producing while drifting and bouncing along the port wall. Then on the freshwater side, we got the recent full, he says, the recent full blue moon, I said that three times fast, lowered the bass bite a bit over the weekend. When it gets slow and tough, finesse tactics in and around cover often will save the day. And the next upcoming event that folks got here is, well, there's another event for y'all to mark your calendars. Carolina Yakfish Tourney will be in North Durham at Lake Michi. Oh, pronounced Mickey. Wow, Philip even gives me the pronunciation on words. There you go, Philip. You must know I have a problem. On September 15th. So, thanks, Philip. Yak for fish. We appreciate that every week. All right. Well, I think we've covered about everything I can think of here. With those reports and everything every week, I've been thinking about this. And you guys who tune in and listen to us are the reason we're here. We've talked about this in the past. Kayak Fishing Radio has no sponsorship. We have no donations. We don't get support from anybody financially to make this happen. So it's a wide open show is basically what I'm getting at here. If you have something going on in your area, wherever your area is, we're on the web now. Looks like we're going to have an iPhone app coming. So don't hesitate to get in touch with us on the Tuesday Night Show, any one of them. Get in touch with me, and we'll share your event or whatever you got going on, wherever you may be.
I'll share some events. I'll be happy to share some events. Just happy events.
Happy events.
Yeah, I'm the happy event.
Okay. Rob Choi can't hear this show. He keeps buffering. Sorry, Rob. I don't know.
I think Rob's
refresh.
On a deck. Too. I don't have no issue.
Anyway, so if you guys would like something to be put out there, please get in touch with myself. And if it's a happy thing, get in touch with Chris. But let us share whatever you got going on. Or feel free to call on the show. We have three nights a week, right? Four nights a week. So you got Monday night, tune in to Redfish Chuck down in Florida. Tuesdays is us. Wednesday nights, Mark Wheeler, and Thursday, as we always call him, the Godfather, Chip Gibson, who started this whole crazy thing. So you can get your event to any one of us, put it over on Kayak Fishing Radio's website page, Facebook page. But like I said, you guys are what makes the show, and we'd be glad to share it. We'd be glad to put those events up. Those events that I put out tonight are just events that people get in touch with me about, or I know them personally, and they always... sharing their stuff with me. So, but if you got something going on, yeah, Andy, that's right. Playing your fish you're playing. So, anyway, yeah, if you guys got something you'd like us to know,
only happy things. We don't want to know
happy
about the bad thing.
Well, I wouldn't share a bad event. What kind of bad event would somebody want to share?
Who knows?
Okay.
You got to consider the two Toms are in the chat room. I just tried
those events those guys put up aren't fishing events, though.
I'm just trying to cover all my bases. Here,
right.
And for a special request, because it hasn't gotten old yet. Sooner or later, something else is going to happen and the sheep are going to go away. It's just a matter of time, Joe.
Double T's by the bay.
No, that's double L's by the bay. Andy is just such a copycat.
All right. Well, I think we've taken enough of the Tuesday night up for everybody. Don't forget, TKA coming up real close here locally for everybody. And then the Boondoggle. So mark your calendars. Anything we can help you with either of those local events, get in touch with us, go over to tka.org, get all your info about the upcoming tournament, and
of
likewise
course, I'm sorry to say, or depending on how you want to look at it, our driveway at this point is spoken for, so the double L is also booked for the Boondoggle.
Very right, good.
What are
so.
You doing?
I'm just waiting. Nothing. Just doing nothing.
Okay, then I'm going to push the button.
Boondoggle. Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com. the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Andy, are you serious? Is that the air show weekend, the same weekend as the Boondoggle?
No, it is not.
Oh, because that would be too funny when Woody gets here if it's the air show. Oh, man. I hope it is.
No,
no,
no, I'm pretty sure it's not. It's September
15th. Oh, September 15th. Oh, okay, good deal. Now, Woody would hate me if it was that weekend. So.
Although,
cool.
However, we haven't told him about the hovercraft yet.
Nah, that won't wake him up. Yeah, everybody's saying it's the week after. All right, very good. All right, everybody, we're going to get out of here. I hope everybody had a great holiday weekend. Like I said, things are getting better here every day. See those 70 temperatures next week. Look forward to seeing everybody at the Boondoggle. Mark your calendars.
Have a good one, y'all.
Event.
All right.
You still there, Wayne? I thought you signed out.
Wayne just dropped.
Oh. Well, thanks again, Wayne, for filling us in on the tournament update. And that's all I got. If you're not friends with us over on First Landing Kayak Fishing on Facebook, so give us a like. Get in touch with us if we can do anything to help you with the Boondoggle. Other than that, I'm getting out of here. Chris, take it away.
I'm trying to something witty to say, but now since it's getting cooler out there, you might want to take another peep at your gear. Think safety, safety, safety. Also remember it's getting darker out there earlier these days. And remember, folks, take your children fishing. They're our next generation angler. Tight lines, no matter where you're fishing.